for all that you are doing and all that you all are engaged in. And I don't think we are capable of taking any more pressure from all that is already going on. If we just learn, even that is too much for one person running the house without any external help. It's a lot. I mean, our husbands are nice and gentle and helpful, but then a woman's role is a woman's role, and we are all trying our best to do that. So please leave out of the room learning how to be compassionate on yourself and learning how to say it's okay. You know, I'm already giving my best now. I already have a lot going on. Now, I want to know which one within this I'm going to prioritize and which one within this I'm okay if I drop it. So what happens is we're so busy doing stuff that we forget to see the benefit of what we're doing, and is it connecting to the goal that I as a person have and we as a family have. So it's important to write a mission statement for your family, like not in so many words maybe, but at least to write down what is the purpose of your thing, what is the theme of your family, what is the theme of your life, and connect everything that you're doing with that. And it's your there's too much pressure on being efficient, there's too much pressure on achieving more and everything. So please don't think, use this as an exercise to become more efficient. You're already very efficient, believe me. You're already very efficient, and you know, we usually see the highlights of somebody and compare it with the lowlights of our life. We don't know their lowlights. You know, we don't know they're also having a hard time, and they're also human, and they're also struggling. So let's get into a discussion of some of the things we discussed. So the purpose of even this thing, even this one session seminar, is not going to teach you, okay, this is how you take care of yourself, and let's leave the room, and let's, okay, now you can take care of yourself. This is to make you realize you need to take care of yourself. There are tools. We'll give you some tools that you can use, like, okay, prioritize, connect with your purpose. And this is to make you think. I don't think any one of you would have had a chance to sit down and think like that about yourself. Did you? Maybe some of you did, but did you? So this is just to make you aware of stuff that goes on. So let's go to the first question. So the thing is physical health. It's important. And how does good health affect my mood and outlook towards life? It changes. Makes me a happier person. Makes me see other people positively. I don't get irritated with other people. You see, old people, they're so irritated all the time. It's not bad. I mean, it's because they're not well. They're not feeling good about so many things. They're so, you know, dealing with so many problems in the body that they can't be, like, happy with when they're meeting someone. Like, sometimes you ask them, how are you? And they're like, why are you asking me that question? Yeah. My grandfather, like, we, as a family, decided we're not going to ask him, how are you? Because he's like, why you ask me? Don't you need? Don't you know this is paining, that is paining? And like, things pain, really pain, you know? And in that time, like, I was fortunate to meet both my grandparents, my grandfathers, like, a year before they left. Like, I made sure I went and met them. And they didn't even want to talk to anybody. Like, things that they were so interested in their life, they didn't want to talk, because the physical health, not in good shape, can really affect you. So it's important, you know, it affects your mood, like, really big time. And then, how does good health affect your spiritual life? It affects, you're able to do more, like, you all want to do more, you can do more. And if my health is not good, it impacts my spouse and children and my ability to take care of them. I mean, you all know these things, but it's just, I want the message to be personal to each one of you. So when you sit down and write this down, you understand it for yourself, like, the knowledge is at the head level for all of us. We all have heard and known everything that we need to know in learning how to function in our lives. But we got to bring it from the head level to the heart level to transform. You know, it's not just information. We got to transform, right? So you all have made some commitments. What commitment have you made to taking care of your body better?
Do some yoga every day.
Do some yoga every day? Okay, but before you even do yoga, you got to make time for yoga. So you got to reprioritize certain things. Yeah? Otherwise, you say, I'll do yoga. And then you can't do the yoga.
I'm not doing it.
It doesn't happen. And we're like, no, but I had the time. I didn't do it. You know, sometimes you just need to sit and stand and stare and do nothing. You also have that need. I have that need. Like, because it really helps me get everything back on track. Like, when I just sit down and do nothing. Like, then I'm able to do much more, you know. So, you say, okay, I'll eat better, I'll do this, I'll do that and all. No, you know, you've got to reprioritize a lot of other things so that you can do this thing, right? List two things that cause me to be emotionally disturbed. So now, this is again to bring about an awareness that, hey, we can think like that, okay, these are my trigger points and this is what makes me disturbed. So then you can develop strategies on those things, right? So anyone, any examples? So argument with the husband gets you emotionally disturbed, which is not going your way.
Which can be like, appreciation.
Disagreement. She's given up on appreciation. She's a self-realized soul.
For my husband, it is like I shouldn't tell him what to do. He has a thing on
mainly.
And certain times, like 6 hours class at 10 o'clock on Saturday, it's his thing to do breakfast, but he wouldn't do it on time. I say, can you please take them on time? He said, you don't tell me what to do. And then he'll be upset. He won't talk to me for like 2 hours or something.
Yes.
Then it is like
the silent treatment.
That is, you can't take it. Okay, whatever it is, you just let's figure it out.
So now, what can you do with it?
Don't tell him what to do.
Just don't tell him. That's his headache. You got to be on time and you got to make sure your swimming lessons are on time. That's something I'm not going to think about
but
anymore.
Then you end up doing it everything.
That's because you're bothered about it.
So he says that for him it's not a priority. If it is so priority for you, you go. I will take my time to do it. And I want
to do it. Yeah. See, he's clear.
He said
they are clear on what
they want.
So then we also have to understand, I already have too much going on. Am I going to be worried about this thing also? Is it a priority for me to be worried about this? I'm not saying it should be or should not be, but again, we got to define things.
If it happens in every other activity, then it kind of bothers us, right? Like, okay, if it is happening only related
to swimming. So then
we
need communication strategies. Yeah. So we have that. We may not be able to cover that as an interest of time. If you all are okay, after scrubbing your children, you want to come next week, we will discuss communication strategies. But there are just 3 slides and you all can read it.
I want to say what I do. I say you can take him to the class. If you are not taking, I won't be able to cook food. And then we'll have to go out and eat. And he prefers eating at home. So
I mean, you should know their weakness.
You have to give up something.
No, there are...
I tried was like, I know that is his fault. Point that I shouldn't tell him, but I try like 90% not to tell him. I mean, I've changed a lot, but the 10% sometimes.
So maybe we gotta discuss about that at a time which is different from the time when he's supposed to take for swimming class.
That's what they want.
Maybe you can.
But Dad, it's time to go to the class. Let's go. Just send the kids.
No, maybe it's a point of discussion at another time when he's also not under pressure of taking them on time and everything. And you just say, you know, hey, this is happening for the last 3 weeks. I find this, like, you know, it's important for me that the kids go on time for class because we are paying. I want them to get the full benefit. And I want to hear from you. How do you think about it? And then let's find some middle ground here, you know. You can't be talking about it at that time. You know, that's something I'm trying to change myself.
Yeah, I agree. These are the solutions which we really, when we are cool and we are thinking, these are the solutions. But practically, when you are implementing them, that's where you lack, right? Exactly at that situation, you are applying that thought, that's where the challenge comes.
Well then, anyway, let's get down finishing this first.
I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We are very formal outside with all these communication strategies, but we take it for granted when we are at home.
Yeah, but then we also need to give yourself a break. You will be naturally angry somewhere at least. No, like the way I handle it is, my husband and I, like, our nature doesn't match at all. Like, for me, everything has to be planned like 1 week in advance, and for him, everything is like, let's do this now and let's do that. It doesn't work. So I've just learned to let go. I'm like, this is what I'm gonna focus on. Common things I try to avoid as much as possible. Because we end up in a fight. Because I am headstrong and, you know, he's pretty firm about things too. And so I try to avoid it as much. And when it is something common, I just communicate to him, you know, that I know we're going to do something common. And I know inside he's stressed about it and I'm stressed about it too. Because for him, I am pressure. For me, he's pressure. So I just tell him upfront, you know, I get really anxious. You know, I get very anxious when, you know, it will not happen on time. So I really want you to take care of that. That's the least I can do. I can just make a request, and then if he wants to fulfill that request, it's up to him. I can only make a request. I can't control the person. We have to understand that, you know, we're trying to be controller, but who's the controller? How many times we have said that in our lives? Krishna is the supreme controller. We all know that?
Yeah. Write down in every room.
Yeah. You know, and I can't control. I can only make a request.
And you have to just manage your emotions.
Yeah, and at that time, you got to take care of your emotions.
I think bribing works.
Well, then it will come back on you also.
Yeah,
but you don't want to be in that spot. You want to teach him how to communicate with you also through how you're teaching, how you're talking to him or whoever you are with in the house, right?
I just want to add, so Mahatma Prabhu recently, of all the seminars he did, so one point that really stuck to me was, don't try to change the other person, you try to change yourself when they notice that they're a lot more cooperative. So,
yeah. See, because they are also,
they notice that, you know, that's bothering you, but still you are putting up with it, so that eventually will make a...
Yeah, and that's very interesting you brought that up, because my husband told me something that I learned. He said, I start feeling scared of you when I'm getting late because you start screaming. No, scared in the sense he's also anxious that now this female is going to blast. So he's like, that reduces my efficiency further. He's like, it's not that I'm not aware I'm getting late.
Yeah.
I'm taking it easy and I know you're going to start screaming and then I get very anxious about, you know, what's going to start happening between the two of us you know. He said, I also get anxious. And then I'm like, oh man, I don't want you to be anxious.
Yeah, and what you said, I think applies to many families. We, you know, the woman, the mother gets two or three kids ready on time. The husband then goes to the bathroom to take a bath.
Anyway, so this is to make you aware and then find strategies that work for you. What are the signs that tell me that I am disturbed? Are you even aware?
Anger.
Okay, anger like comes much later. There's a lot of stuff that happens before you get angry, you know.
Focus the first thing. Because as long as I can do it. Just cleaning my kitchen takes 15 minutes. But for me now, it's a big
time. Yeah, when you're disturbed.
When you're disturbed.
Right?
Inefficient.
Before you get angry also, you're probably feeling a lot of things and it happens in seconds. We discussed that in the Take Charge of Your Emotions class. Maybe it's a very popular thing. We should do that class again for the ladies. Because it helps you recognize, even before anger, so many things happen to you at a mental level and physical level. If you're able to recognize that, then you don't blast off. You learn how to take care of yourself, as she mentioned. So what do you do when you discover you're feeling emotionally stressed? So like say Dhanashree knows she's not being able to do her kitchen work properly. That means that's a sign for her that she's emotionally distressed. So what do you do? Usually I'll keep putting pressure on myself to do the work because the work also has to be done.
It has to be done.
And then that creates more stress. And then children come and they are in the firing range. So what do you do then? We need to find strategies. So once you recognize this, then you want to find alternate strategies to learn how to take care of yourself, because nobody's going to come and like, oh, you're feeling stressed right now. Nobody does that, right? We're not kids anymore. We're adults. So we got to learn how to deal with our emotions and everything. And then the height is, this country is very lonely. You're lonely in the house. Sometimes a maid comes and you can vent your frustration out, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's talking to somebody.
Yeah, just talking to somebody. Sometimes you don't get that here. So then you got to learn how to distress. I learned how to make myself some calming tea. Take time off and just make myself some calming tea. Buying that calming tea and having it in the house and, you know, making that calming tea or doing pranayama in that moment. Like, it helps me. Or just turning on a lecture, taking my mind off.
Yeah,
so you need to have some strategy, because again, you'll be in the you'll be firing someone and they'll say, she's got issues. Nobody will be like, why is she screaming?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get to the root of this. Oh, she is screaming. That's what happens. We all have faced that. So I don't need to get into that, right? So if you are happy, children are happy. I heard somebody say, if mama is not happy, nobody is happy.
Yep.
Right? So then how would you commit? So this is, again, you know, our parents' life was not routine, routine, routine every day. Run, 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 run. That's what we are doing every day. It's not natural. So we want to not just be like, okay, only when I feel like this, I will learn how to de-stress. You got to have some strategies to learn how to, like as she, you know, she engages in art because that helps her connect with herself, that helps her connect with, that makes her happy, that keeps her in good, you know, makes her feel good. So you also need to find something like that. Like for me, walking is something I love. It just, I don't know, I come back from a walk, I just come back as a very positive and a very happy person, and somehow just walking removes all the stuff from me. I just feel like that. It gives me a lot of perspective, just walking, seeing the greenery helps me. So that's what I try to do. So, you know, we all need to find some way to figure it out for ourselves. Now, spiritual health, very important. For some of you who have not attended the DYS course, I highly encourage you to do that. You know, this emotional, so we are spirit souls, we're covered by the mind, intelligence and false ego, and then we're covered by the bodies. So what we have learned so far is to just learn how to take care of these coverings of the gross body and then the subtle body of the mind, intelligence and ego. Right? That's what a lot of people talk about. But we are in essence spirit souls, and we're like fish out of water in this material world. So we need to majorly focus on our spiritual needs, because the soul is craving to be taken care of in a spiritual way. You know, if it's like one man's food is another man's poison. So what is really food, what is really like fun and happiness for the gross and the subtle body is not fun and happiness for the spirit soul. The spirit soul is hankering for something. And to even have this body cover our soul is the diseased condition. That's what the Bhagavad Gita says. It's the material body is itself a disease for the spirit soul. And you will be able to connect to what I'm saying better once you get to that course. So I'll help you, like I would want, encourage you to do that. Mahathir, so it's...
regarding that, so many Mahathir has for only women, only...
DYS.
So...
You can do it. Yeah, I know a lot of people said that. We'll try to arrange something like that. So it's very important if you take care, it's like, you know, if you water the root, then the branches and the leaves and the fruits, everyone is satisfied. But if you water the leaves and the branches, it doesn't do any good. So just taking care of the body and the mind doesn't do any good unless you take care of the soul. That's like watering the root of the soul. And the soul is hankering for that spiritual connection with spiritually like-minded people and with the ultimate spirit soul, with the ultimate supreme soul, which is the Lord himself. So then the soul is completely happy and blissful when all those needs are taken care of. And what we try to do is to have a daily mantra meditation practice where the soul is connecting with the Lord, where we are connecting with the Lord through the mantra chanting every day, sincerely focused chanting of the mantra. And then when we are hearing spiritual topics and we are eating a spiritual diet, which is not just this food is good for you and that's not good for you. It's really sanctified, like prasad every day. We offer at home and then we eat. So it's sanctified food. And what else do? We hear kirtan and we hear lectures, pravachan, which helps us reconnect with our essence. So we need to be connected with our essence. So if you take care of that, and as a lot of us are experiencing in our lives, the more we are learning how to do that, the lesser our physical and mental issues seem. Actually, I'm telling you, emotionally it has helped me a lot. I am very affected by a lot of things. I am a pretty sensitive person. I'm pretty sensitive and I'm also pretty headstrong. You know, I have an ego. I'm a pretty headstrong person, very headstrong. Like, my husband can talk about it, like... he can keep talking about it till the end of his life. I mean, I know that about myself and I feel sorry for him also. So I'm trying to change myself, but what I figured is that when I used to read these self-help books on emotional management and less control and this and that, they were helpful. But when I was able to like really connect in essence with who I am and, you know, I'm spirit soul, I'm servant of Krishna, my duty is to be, you know, of service to others and not control and accept. It helped me deal with my headstrong nature also a lot. Like, you know, for me, the greatest test is when I go to India, because there's a lot of triggers for me all around. Like, my father gave me this compliment, you've changed a lot since last year. He said, I'm not saying you were bad. he said, no, there's a lot of positive change in you. You look relaxed, you look this and you look that. And so I said, okay, you know, thank you. You know, I'm grateful to all my spiritual teachers because of whom I was able to learn this thing and it's helping me. So I don't see the change in myself. My husband doesn't see any change in me, but my father said that. So I feel happy. So it's important to take care, have a daily spiritual practice, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It is important to reconnect with yourself. And that's not when you're doing parallel processing. Where you're teaching the kids and chanting or you're doing something like that. At least you need some time where you're just connecting with yourself and your purpose in life. To sit down and do that. Some people do that through journaling every night, writing down every day. also within the spiritual zone, you know, writing a letter to Krishna, writing a letter to the Guru, something like that. They just do that. They don't send it to anybody. It just helps you connect. It reaffirms a lot of things. It makes things a lot of strong. Some people just like to chant, chant and chant. Some people hear every day 10 minutes for, you know, those who are busy. They just sit down and they just hear. Like my husband does that. He's like, this is my hearing time, don't disturb me. So he just sits down and he hears. Thank you for coming. So that's very important. Where he's trying to connect with his, you know, focus and purpose in life. So it's important. So what is the negative impact of you not taking care of your spiritual well-being?
Get into the normal human being mode, how we were earlier.
So get into the normal human being mode, which is the norm.
Criticize others, become cynical. Very short-tempered.
Become short-tempered.
You are unsatisfied.
The ego comes, I am the controller. We forget Krishna is the controller. We think I am Ishwaroham. I am the Ishwar. I am the enjoyer, proprietor, enjoyer, everything, not Krishna. Yeah, we forget that. We forget our position. Like Hiranyakashipu, as I discussed, he forgot that he cannot be the most autonomous guy on the planet. Like he cannot be the guy with everything. He forgot. Because he was not connecting with his spiritual essence. Right? And then it also affects how your face looks. Like for me, the most attractive thing of joining a spiritual movement like this one was that I saw that the people who were practicing for a very long time looked really young. They looked very peaceful, they looked very young, they didn't have wrinkles and they looked happy all the time. And their skin glowed. They didn't have to spend so much on anti-wrinkle creams and Botox. And what is that? Revitalift. I saw that in Costco. Total Effects. I check out those creams. I buy some of them also. But I know that the essence is if I follow my spiritual life nicely. Why? Because if you're in a calmer state of mind, you're happy because you're connecting with the Lord. You're getting a reciprocation from Him. And you're feeling His reciprocation in every step. You're feeling very satisfied. And then your expectations from other people are also low because you know you are servant. You're not master. Who's the master? The Lord. Like that. And if you, I know a lot of people spend a lot of time on their children's spiritual consciousness. Like I just got a call this morning and somebody was asking me, there is a youth yatra in December and then there is another yatra in October. I want to attend the October one, but I think that the youth yatra will be more beneficial for my children. So what answer would you give to them? Take care of yourself. Why? Because if you are in good consciousness, you know, children reflect 80% of the mother's emotions. To the extent that once we were going out as a group somewhere and the devotees here and we were like in four different cars and the mother was in the first car and her son was sitting with somebody else in the fourth car. And we reached some very steep mountain. We were all climbing somewhere. Somewhere on the east in the Cascade Ridge. Cascade Loop. We're climbing somewhere. And then suddenly the first car stopped. So then all the other cars stopped. And then the mother started vomiting. Because of this, you know. So then we said, okay, she's feeling very scared and very sick. So we said, okay, you wait here, we will all go. So she said, no, how? Nobody will go because I am feeling scared for everyone. So I was in the third car. Mother is in the first car, child is in the fourth car, I am in the third car. What then later on when we were discussing, nobody went, we all came down. Later on when we were discussing that whatever dialogues the mother was saying in that car, the same dialogues the son was saying in the fourth car. And he was saying the same things. The car will fall, this will happen, that, everything the same. And it was not just that when they reached that point, like right from the ride, the mother was saying something, the child was saying the same things in the fourth car. So he had completely absorbed the mother's mood. And you know, we all know that, right? Because the mother is the one who's constantly spending time. So then, whatever your consciousness is, your child will automatically get that consciousness. Scary?
No, I said not anymore. Mother spending a lot of time with children, not anymore.
That's not good. Definitely not good. Whatever. Even if you're not spending time, they pick up on things. And not just from you, they pick up from everyone. But, you know, so instead of like, you know, my child, no, child needs to be spiritual. No, you become spiritual, child is automatically spiritual. Half of the things you do, your mom's not watching you, but you still do it in the same way that your mom did it, right? And even if you fought with her for not being the best system. Yeah, I did it. I'm like, this is nonsense. But I still do the same thing. Yeah? So it is important. And then what commitment would you like to make towards your spiritual health going forward? At least each one of you needs to have a 20-minute daily commitment. And if you already have something 20 minutes, then add 5 minutes of time where you're just sitting with yourself and you're introspecting. It helps you put a lot of things in perspective and it helps you really train yourself for the next day. Just sitting down with yourself, learning how to be with yourself, thinking about how your day went, or maybe picking up a particular quality that you're trying to develop, that helped me a lot. For 1 year, my theme was respect. I'm not saying I'm very respectful right now, but I definitely improved that year in being respectful to other people. Then one year my theme was not criticizing. It helped me. Like, so having such a theme, it helps. Maybe if a yearly theme is too much, having a theme for 6 months, checking yourself every night, only on that one thing. You fix one thing, it fixes a lot of other things. So this is very important, because when you have these qualities, you'll be able to go back to Krishna. And anyway, Prabhupada always said that if you accept Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, Prabhupada is the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, you shall be prasanna manasa. You shall always feel jolly. If I am not jolly, if I am not prasanna manasa, that means Maya has attacked me. What is Maya? Maya is not just desire, like, not just gross things like shopping and this and that. It's just, you know, so many things that are different from what the nature of the spirit soul is, and we don't even know how much in Maya we are all. And a Bhagavad Bhakta shall never be a prasanna, not joyful. Always joyful. If he's actually in contact with Krishna, how can he be morose? No, if he is morose, if he is happy, that means Maya has attacked him. That is the test. So, okay, Maya has attacked all of us. More important to take care of our spiritual life. You know, because how does a Bhagavad Bhakta deal with stress? They deal with it differently. Stress happens to everyone. It's not that you become a devotee, there will be no stress in your life. No, stress will happen. Like, difficult situations will come with everyone, but you are able to deal with them in a... You learn spiritual techniques. Alright? Anyway, I think we're running out of time. So the remaining 3 slides, you can all see it at home. So this one is talking about how when you have empathy for yourself, you learn how to take care of the 7 basic needs for yourself. You observe your own feelings that are connected with the needs. Then you're able to have strategies and requests in dealing with other people. Otherwise, you come out with anger. You scream. Right? Anger is basically a cry for help. It's basically something that was... You're suffering in something, and then finally when you can't deal with it anymore, you deal with it with anger. Right? So anger is a cry for help. But when we learn how to observe and access our own feelings, we can have some meaningful conversations with the people with whom we are living with. And when we have empathy for ourselves, we learn how to have, oh, other people also have needs. They have the same needs as me. So then you're able to have a proper discussion with them. It's, you know, like, oh, this need is motivating this person to act like this. My need is motivating me to act like this. Okay, how do we come to a common ground where your needs are met and my needs are also met? Because they also have the 7 basic needs. Right? So some conversation tips are here. You all can see them. So strategies and requests. My needs are my responsibility. That's the major thing. It's not my husband's responsibility or my mother's or my child's responsibility. Right? A lot of mothers put a lot of responsibilities on their child also to satisfy their needs. So no, my needs are my responsibility. I can only make requests. I can't control. Would you be willing to? Something like that. And I don't use you to fulfill my needs. Right? We know that we need their help and support, there's interdependence, but we don't use them. Yeah? And then only when I understand my needs are my responsibility, then I can interact with you in a causeless way. Right? Otherwise, I'll keep thinking about number 69, you scratch my back and I scratch yours. Right? But when I understand my needs are my responsibility, but to meet my needs, I can make requests to other people, take their help. My responsibility doesn't mean I don't ask for help. No, I ask for help. But then when I understand they're my responsibility and I'm not using other people to fulfill my needs, then I can really be selfless in what I'm doing for them. You understand? And you also need to be mature. You satisfy your needs as much to practice your spiritual life. So Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhav tells him, his cousin tells him, you know, this mind control, this thing is very hard for me. You know, you're telling me this, it's very difficult. So Krishna tells him, undoubtedly it's very difficult. go to gopis. Yeah, he did tell him to go to the gopis, but then this is when he was taking instructions for something else. So then Krishna told him that you have to train yourself like the horse trains the horseman trains the horses. I love that verse. And he says that when a new horse comes and you want to tame that horse, you want to train that horse, you don't suddenly just crack the whip and, hey, do this, do this, do this. You first understand the horse's nature. So when you're riding the horse, you're first letting the horse go at its own trot. You're trying to understand what is the way in which this horse likes to run. What is the speed at which it horse runs? How does this horse like to run on open areas? You know, does it go very fast or does it go slow? And, you know, how does it run on when there is a river or a creek? And, you know, how does it go on that? So you're first understanding. And then gradually you're controlling. But then as you're controlling also, and as you're taming the horse also, sometimes you're letting the horse run at its own will. And sometimes you're controlling the horse. But you can't keep the horse always under control because it was not used to being in control. So you let it go its way, gradually, 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 then it'll understand you and then it'll run your way. So the mind is also like that. So now you learned all these things, doesn't mean one day it's going to happen. Gradually you'll be able to get there. So satisfy your needs as much to practice spiritual life. So if your mind is that horse, then you need to know, okay, I need these things. These are my needs because I haven't transcended these seven basic needs. If I was completely in line with my spiritual nature, I wouldn't have these seven needs. But I have them now. Just because I have started a spiritual practice doesn't mean I have reached the top level. So I have these needs and I'm going to recognize them and take care of them. When you make a request, not when the issue is happening, but at a time separate from the issue, sometimes you have to just let it go and talk about it later on. And then when they see that you let it go, then they let it go too.
Sorry, go
ahead.
But then I have a question. As a person, because I'm just talking for myself, as a person, I try to be, I'm largely happy and pleasant. I don't feel that very stressed out because the feeling of gratitude overpowers me whenever I get stressed out. I feel, okay, no, I have to count my blessings and not feel stressed
more
out.
Power to people like you.
But there are few things that upset me and my nature is such that I completely shut myself away from that. So is that correct?
That's not healthy.
That's not healthy. But then that gives me more peace.
Yeah, we all do that. I do that too.
But then it will come out in other ways. It will come out in other ways. Maybe not now. Maybe you're able to deal with it like that right now. But maybe after a few years it may come out like that in a different way.
But that's not the right way.
That's not the right way. The right way is to access your feelings and deal with them. I'll share the slides with you.
Okay.
Yeah? Anyway, so these are some of the ways in which you can make requests, increase your understanding of the other. So you all can read this. Put the oxygen mask on yourself. Thank you.
Can you take my email address?
You don't get my emails?
I don't.
Anyway, I'll just pause the recording. It was 7:30.
Yeah.